During his monthly KUED news conference Thursday, the governor said he will vote against the ballot initiative known as Proposition 2, which came under fire from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and others last week. And he says he will use his bully pulpit to push a compromise, allowing more patients to access the drug.
But I'd like to see the federal government get out of the way. We had to call upon our congressional delegation, take it off the Schedule 1 list. Let's do the studies. Let's do the clinical trials. Let's develop the medicine and know what the amount of dosage is, what form it should be dispensed in, what we can do so we don't self-medicate, so we can actually get the benefits of the medicinal use of marijuana.
Herbert said lawmakers should be able to support a common sense position that could include having county health departments serving as dispensaries.
Again, it may be not the best alternative, but it's the alternative that we are left with. You got to play the cards we're dealt with. I'm confident we can find a way to thread the needle that everybody can feel good about. In the meantime, waiting for Congress to act.
Medical marijuana advocates decided to take the issue to voters after years of frustration at the Republican-dominated legislature. With Utah News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.